Hi, this week the question is, what are five good reasons you should come to church this week? Reason number one, you should come to church this week because the Church of Christ was founded by Christ Himself. Some believe a preacher named Alexander Campbell started the Church of Christ, but this is simply not true. The Church of Christ was in existence long before the birth of Alexander Campbell. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." If Jesus built his own church, then certainly it should be called the Church of Christ. In Acts 4, verse 12, the Bible says that nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Because Jesus is the founder of his own church, and because the church is to be called by his name, this is why you can open your own Bible and read in Romans 16, verse 16, "The churches of Christ salute you." Reason number two, you should come to church this week because Christ founded only one church. In John 10, verse 16, the Bible says, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." In Ephesians 4, verse 4, "There's one body and one spirit, just as you're called in one hope of your calling." Since the church is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, this means there's only one church of which he is the Savior, Ephesians 5, verse 23. Reason number three, you should come to church this week because it gives a scriptural answer to the question, "What must I do to be saved?" This is very important. No other church gives the correct answer to this question. Listen to what Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 16. "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." No denomination teaches that in order to be saved, people must both believe and be baptized. Man-made denominations teach salvation either by faith only or salvation by faith and prayer. The Lord Himself teaches baptism in water is the point in time when the blood of Christ is applied to take away sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Baptism is the point in time when the blood of Christ is applied for the remission of sins. This is what the Church of Christ teaches, and this is why you should attend the Church of Christ. Reason number four, you should come to the church this week because the Bible is its only guide. Man-made denominations are guided by what's popular, by what draws a large crowd. Many denominations say that they are guided by the Holy Spirit, which means they're going by their feelings of what is right, and they're attributing those feelings to the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit does not guide men directly. Only the apostles and prophets were guided directly by the Holy Spirit. This is called inspiration. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, "For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." This refers not to every Christian, but only to the apostles and prophets. Notice carefully Ephesians 3, verse 5, "which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets." These apostles and prophets were guided into all truth. John 16, verse 13. They wrote down in the Scriptures the truth which was revealed to them. The Scriptures and the Scriptures only contain all truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." The Scriptures alone constitute the guide for the Church of Christ. This is reason four of why you should attend the services of the Church of Christ this week. Reason number five, you should come to church this week because salvation is in Christ Church. In Acts 20, verse 28, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." In Ephesians 5, verse 23 through 25, "The husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Think about what these passages are saying. Jesus gave himself for the church. This means Jesus died for the church. If Jesus died for the church, this means no one can be saved and go to heaven without being a member of his church. Now listen to me carefully. Neither the visible nor the invisible church is composed of denominations. The Lord did not intend that men should start their own churches, each with its own doctrine and each with its own way of worship. In Judges 21, verse 25, the Bible says, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Well, that's what happened in Israel, and this is what is happening in America. Men are starting new denominations and calling them non-denominational. And it all amounts to everyone doing what's right in his own eyes. This is sinful and unacceptable to God. Jesus built only his church. In 1 John 2, verses 3 through 4, the Bible says, "Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." We are the Church of Christ, and we invite you to attend our services this week. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.